New York City declares social media a public health threat. Does this mean city schools could soon be looking to take kids' phones away? Newsline spoke with the city health commissioner. What does that mean if social media is a public health threat?
What we are saying is essentially that this is presenting a clear and present danger to the mental health and well-being of our most precious resource, which is our kids. And as a parent myself, let alone the city's doctor, you know, that to me is a call to arms. And the good news is that we have a public health playbook on how to do this. We've done this before on tobacco control. We do this for a whole host of environmental toxins. Well, now we have this digital toxin in our social environment that, you know, it's not about getting rid of it or taking it, snatching phones away or social media away from our young people, but it is about empowering parents, empowering caregivers, empowering adults, and empowering young people themselves to make smart decisions. And we're going to use that playbook, that public health playbook, to keep New Yorkers safe.
Right. Doctor, how does it empower them? I mean, what new rules and regulations, if any, would come with this declaration?
So that's a very good question. The first thing we're doing is raising an alarm. So when I and we as a city declare something a public health crisis, that means we are seriously alarmed by the data we're seeing, increasing rates of suicidal thoughts, depression, anxiety, loneliness, isolation in our young people is alarming and out of the norm. So that's one. We've declared, we've raised the alarm, we're ringing the bell. The second thing is we are advising parents to do a couple of things. Number one is start to explore things like tech-free times in their homes for school administrators to explore tech-free times at school, to start creating these structured breaks. And that's very much consistent with what folks like the U.S. Surgeon General have said, because we know that both the American Academy of Pediatrics, the Surgeon General, is saying that there really isn't a safe age for initiation of social media, which is why the second recommendation is that we're advising parents to delay initiation of social media till at least age 14, and then reassess that data and reassess the development of your child to see if they're able to tolerate it at that critical transition period. Mm-hmm. This is just the beginning of a multi-pronged effort. And so there's a lot more to come in this space. But the first thing we're doing is raising the alarm and giving a couple of clear guidance points to New Yorkers.
Okay, so preliminary, as you say, we've been doing some interviews recently, Doctor, about some schools that are collecting phones at the beginning of the school day and then not giving them back to the kids till the end of the school day. We chatted with a principal and a student who was actually okay with it, said at first it was shocking, but then she kind of likes it. Is that something New York City schools might consider doing?
Well, I know we've had a history here, you know, through past administrations of trying out different approaches. And one thing is clear, when we look around the world, when we look at school systems that have taken phones, and it's really less about the phones than it is about the social media platforms on mobile devices. But when they limit use of mobile devices inside school, that student engagement improves, learning improves, testing outcomes improve. And so I know that Chancellor Banks and the New York City Public School leadership is really evaluating that closely. Obviously, New York City is the biggest school system in the country, one of the biggest in the world. And so implementing something like that is no small feat. But I know that they're looking at the data with us carefully, and we'll have more to say on this in the coming weeks and months.
All right. And hopefully we will get the opportunity to chat again. Dr. Ashwin Vasan, the New York City Health Commissioner. Doctor, thank you so much.